sort of entering the meat of the Big Ten season. How important are these midweek games?
Well, important. You need to work your pitching staff. You know, obviously we pitched good last weekend, so we didn't use a lot of guys. And there's nothing like game competition. It's better than practice to get people out there. And so it's about getting your pitching staff some work. And we obviously played a lot of guys, so trying to gain some experience with some of the other players and hopefully get a chance to play and move some guys around tonight. So we're trying to figure out a lineup against left-handed pitching here and then handles out of course. So that creates another problem for you. So it was a good night. We got a lot of people on the field, and I thought Jordan Jess did a nice job in the first inning there. Again, we were able to minimize and get out of there with only one run and not let the game get away from us early.
And how did the x-ray for Handel go yesterday?
X-ray was good, positive. So far, no. He took batting practice today. He swung pretty good. He could have hit today. Still doesn't feel 100% with his throwing. So we left him out of there. But we'll probably get him in there, at least from a hitting standpoint, tomorrow and try to get him ready for the weekend.
And had Hank Meyer out there in center today. Are him and Berger going to continue to share duties out there?
Well, I'm just saying he's got more experience against left-handed pitching. Yeah. I just don't want to put – Jake's been swinging good, and they want to throw him out there against a left-handed pitcher. And I may get him out there against a left-hander tomorrow. We'll see. But felt better with Andy against a left-handed pitcher than Jake, and that was really the only reason for that. Thought I'd work Jake in there eventually. Uh-huh. That was the reason for that.
And about that play, you know, the diving catch, whatever, that ended up being a fielder's choice. What was discussed out there when you and the other coach
were? Well, we had three different calls out in the field, and that was a confusion. Mm-hmm. Which call are we going to go with here, and which one are we going to live with? And that's when you got an umpire out there on the ball and you got multiple base runners on there, you got to, in that particular case, you probably got to eat the call and go on so the base runners and the defense know what they're supposed to do. And I got messed up fast, and it was they probably got the bad end of that deal, Nebraska Omaha, in my opinion, because their base runner didn't know what he was supposed to do, and so they ended up with a force out, because the initial call was an out, so that's why the guy didn't go to second base,
right.
And then he ends up getting called out. So that was a tough deal; wasn't handled very well. I think in that case, you got to live with your call, and then once you get the inning ends, whatever happens, you live with your call, and then you decide whether you got a chance to. The problem is you can't move base runners or multiple base runners around if you make a bad call in that particular case. So I think you got to live with it.